Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray. Sorry, just adjusting my headset. My name is Toray, and I'm not Venus, but the show is called Venus in Velvet. I am a psychic medium, healer, teacher, spiritual counselor, reverend, and teacher of metaphysics. So, getting right down to it tonight, our show topic is your soul garden. I have a lot of ideas about what my soul garden will have in it this year. You know, things that I'm pulling back out of myself. And that's basically what the soul garden is for me. It's kind of like getting back to my roots. What keeps me grounded? What keeps me feeling like the original self? You know, my soul is an old gypsy soul, as I was told many moons ago from a Krishna priest in North Florida. And I always felt that I was the artist, the traveler, the mystic, and so on. And, sometimes we can get very accustomed to the same old, to going to the store, buying what's there, or a restaurant and eating what's there, and we start losing appreciation for food. And, one of the things that I don't miss about eating red meat or pork is that my final days of eating it, I realized I was eating fast food at the time a lot too, just to fill in the gaps, you know, just making those transitions in life. And, oh, I got all crazy. You know how you ordered from now they don't call it the dollar menu, I don't think, but whatever it was at the time was called the dollar menu. And I ordered a burger from the dollar menu. And then the girl said to me on the speaker, "I'm sorry, that's not on our dollar menu." And I'm like, "What do you mean it's not on your dollar menu?" "No, no longer on the menu." And I started getting kind of uptight and angry. And I'm like, oh, I'm very resentful. And I just, you know, paid for whatever and drove off. And then I realized I had become so accustomed to the devaluing of red meat, of hamburgers and or food, even just at my fingertips, that I got angry the second it wasn't the price I wanted it for and this and that. And this was quite a while ago in life, but I remember it vividly because it is the turning point for me in which I realized gratitude is everything. And it takes money to mass produce even that kind of food. And so when it's on a deal, I should be grateful. When it's not on the deal and they have to return to a valued price, that for them, I should be understanding more of that. It's like anything else in life. They call them the sale, okay, because it's the sale. If it were that price all the time, then it would not be a sale. So where am I going with this? So here's the thing. When we look at our life and everything that we put a value on, or things that we've lost touch with what has value, then we are not taking very good care of our garden. We have not planted the seeds properly. We have not nurtured them. We're not letting them grow with enough sunshine. So speaking of that, how many of you actually take that time to connect with nature in your day? Whether you're outside just walking for a bit, do you appreciate the weather? Do you appreciate the sun? As many times as our weather's changed in this month alone, And happy leap year, everyone. Hope you appreciate that extra day. I know I did. It made a difference at the end of my month with clientele and able to take care of everyone before the first of the month. So, you know, so there we have it. Are you nurturing yourself with nature and appreciation of extra days? And, you know, the universe just always knows when my garden needs a little more tending to. And they remind me. And they say, you know, you asked for this. Now you've got it. Now you have to tend to it. So, case in point, around Christmas time, my brother said, well, what do you want for Christmas? As all men kind of, and you know, as they get along in life, they want to make it simple and easy to shop for someone in their family or their life. And especially with my brother, he's just always kind of been like, just tell me what you want, you know. And whereas I'm kind of like that Cancerian, oh, I know they really like this. This will be so cool. You know, they won't expect it. It'll be great, you know. So I answered him. I said, I want a new body. I said, yeah, can you make that happen? And so on Christmas, I opened up this envelope, and it was for my new body. It was for my gym membership. So I am so grateful. And I tend to that garden every week now, several times a week. I try to go 3 times a week at least. So I'm trying to nurture my own garden. So if you'd like to call into the show, you know, I want to discuss with you if there's anything that you need tending to or that you don't realize that you need to nurture, what seeds have been planted for you already this year, and what kind of tools you might need to tend to your life's garden, your soul garden, and what you feel in your life that you've been about for a long time and maybe not put any intention of growing and nurturing. That's what the soul garden to me is about. You know, my grandmother was a very big gardener, my father's mother, Dorothy. And she had they lived on this 200-acre farm in Pennsylvania, and she had this huge garden. She was a farmer, Grandma. And not always, but she was when I was growing up and lived on this big farm. And it was rows and rows and rows of corn and carrots and, you know, every little thing, radishes and beans, you name it, she was growing it. I don't know how she did it every year. And I just thought, wow, that's a lot of gardening. That's a huge garden. That supply filled her and my grandfather's needs throughout the year. And that's how we have to look at our life. Are we tending to the garden that we need of our soul throughout our year? Or are we just meeting deadlines and grabbing things and then getting angry when they're not at our fingertips? So if you'd like to call into the show, it's 646-727-2585. And if you're just tuning in, my name is Toray with the Venus in Velvet radio show. Because people said, who is Venus in Velvet? And I said, well, Venus is a spiritual teacher, a spiritual master. So she connected with me, Lady Venus, Lady Master Venus. And that's how I got connected to Venus. And I just pictured her all wrapped, beautiful, velvety material, very, you know, loving and kind of cozy. So it just kind of hit. And so that's the website. That's the radio show. The website is really just to tell you where I am. So we're going to take a quick commercial break or music break. When we come back, I'll do the calendar with you. And that'll be a lot of fun, and we'll nurture our soul's garden some more. So stick around. belly dance, belly dance. You know, at the beginning of the year, I said I would make a few changes with the show. And I posted a new picture, even though it's sideways. It is a new picture. So when I get this laptop worked out with all my photos on it, I might be able to actually put in a picture that way is right side up. But it's rather interesting. And people said, it's the picture of you, but you're sideways. And they have to look twice and then pop it open and see. So, hey, you know, whatever. It's just sort of something I said I would try to work on, and I'm still working on it. But I'm nurturing my new image and my new self-image as well. So tonight we're talking about nurturing your soul garden. What grows in your garden? And I always think of that childhood, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? So, you know, maybe it's time we tend to our, you know, some of us are tending to our tax garden right now. And were we prepared when we got our, you know, whatever, our 1099s or W-40s or I don't even know what to call them, our W-4s or something like that, 10W-40, thank you. Anyway, are we prepared? Do we have all our information? And I'm trying to keep things a little more connected these days, and that just at, you know, at fingertips reach, and digging through a lot of things. And I went back a few years just and analyzing things that I've done financially. So there's always room to nurture your garden, to tend to that. And tax time, if you're an independent contractor like myself, it gives you an opportunity to look at what you've brought in. What was your harvest financially for the year? And sometimes that's a very big motivator to get off your keister and, you know, bring in more. Nobody gets any younger. I don't like fear. I'm not basing that out of fear, but we don't get younger, we only get a little older. And if you work really, really hard for a living, for a life, I like to say, instead of a living, then it's important to start paying things down, breathing a little easier, even trying to set aside in a little special fund for not just the savings plan, but that retirement money or the rainy day. Start looking at investing, looking at a way for you to have that, you know, money, that extra cushion when you are unable to work as hard or as long of a day. Some of you out there work very hard, and I know what that is. You know, at one point, I think I worked so hard I thought I would fall down, and I did, and I was sick, and I had the big C, and it was, you know, a very big lesson learned that, you know, whatever it is, it's not as important as your health. So another thing that you want to look at in your soul garden, you know, what are you watering your garden? Once you plant your seeds and, you know, tend to what you want to grow this year, you have to nurture your garden, water it. How many of you out there drink a lot of water? How many of you are giving yourself enough hydration? Of course, I just throw a water bottle or a water, you know, container with me in every bag I take around because, well, it's more affordable than having to buy a $1 bottle of water or $2 bottle of water. And I just buy the big containers and so on and keep water with me, nurture my body. My skin says thank you. My body says thank you. And so we tend to that, and nutrition is important too. So as I said, we take advantage of the fact that food is available readily 24/7 in our country, every corner. Some of us live in a city or in the, you know, just out in the sort of the metro area. So you have that, 7-Elevens and convenience stores, et cetera, and, you know, 24-hour superstores. So nurturing your finances. Take stock and note of what you spend, and write it down. Just like if when they say you exercise or you diet, you have to write everything down that you eat or that you do. Tend to that garden as well, your financial garden. Nurture it. and say, you know what, I've done really well. I saved all my money. I paid all my bills. I paid them on time, ahead of time. You know, I need a reward. Okay, so yes, give yourself something nice, a night out somewhere. And then don't, if you've got extra money, don't spend it all because you don't know. Tomorrow might not be as great of a day as today or yesterday. Then you've always got that little extra something that my grandmother is of Dorothy, as I was saying, she had a root cellar. So if any of you are from up north, you understand what a root cellar might be. It's just, she did a lot of canning. So it was kind of underneath the house, and sort of like a walk-in. You didn't have to go too far down or anything, like a basement. So she used to store a lot of food from the garden that way, and even animal meat and stuff from hunting when my dad and his brothers would hunt. And, you know, it's sort of like now you're seeing all the canning going on. It's no harm in trying to do a little seed planting. Valentine's Day, my mother gave me some seeds and mulch, and I'm like, oh, great. You expect me to grow something? Me, the queen of the black thumb, my plants do much better if they're outside with nature. And I'm grateful for them. I cover them up when it's cold, etc. But it's like, I know, I've known my limitations for a long time. I'm no Dorothy. But I can cook, well, you know, kind of like a Dorothy. So there are qualities there. I think when we nurture our good points, sometimes we berate ourselves. We take ourselves down so many notches. And we're so afraid of giving ourselves a pat on the back for the things we can do. If you clean, if you know, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed with clutter, with junk, make a cleaning time each week where you just rip up and get in there and get in your closet and or go through some drawers and the junk drawer. Everyone, I'm sure, has a junk drawer. Organize it. It doesn't have to just be junk. It can be organized. So that's a drawer I keep batteries and, you know, other little rubber bands and all those kind of little things and thumbtacks and tape and such. You know, that's to me not a junk drawer. It's sort of like a utility drawer. So I kind of started changing my vocabulary. So I nurture my vocabulary as well. I know when we're young, we're wild and careless with our words and we just say whatever. Now we have to nurture our thoughts a little more because what comes out of our mouth affects us. It affects others in our lives. So, you know, sometimes I have people who call in on the show, and sometimes I don't. People just tune in and listen, and that's okay too. So, that being said, just about what's happening and what's happening now. Well, we had a contest at the hotel, and I do believe we're going to have to extend it because we did not have as much as many entries, I think, as we'd like to have to make it a nice contest. So if you're interested in the contest, was about taking pictures of spirit orbs, et cetera, at the hotel in Casadega, which is where I am 4 days a week there in Casadega, Florida, largest community of psychics and mediums in the United States. And it's a full, you know, all year round open community. People live there. I do not, but, you know, I like the drive. Myself, I like to get away from where I work and to where I live. I nurture that place that I live. That's my sanctuary. So I appreciate it that it's not right on top of where I work. Okay, so this month is, because we're pretty much into March. I'm just going to say it. March is tomorrow. Happy March. Yay! So we leap into March, and the second Saturday of the month at the Casadega Hotel is my tea leaf reading party from 5 to 7. It's only $25 a person. Very affordable, very fun. We have a lot of fun. It's very deep. We learn something, a new thing. We learn something about ourselves. And we learn how to look at other people's tea leaves and see things, get perspective for them, and it's just fun. So come and join me every second Saturday of the month in the Casadega Hotel. And sometimes you will have the phone number there. If you call, they'll say Hotel Casadega. because so many people kind of started singing, "Welcome to the Hotel Casadega." No, that's not how I sing, by the way. Just kind of, you know, say that's how they sing at the piano bar and sing along, you know. So we have a beautiful piano bar inside the restaurant at Sinatra's. And it's just a lot of fun. A lot of activity goes on there, seances, mini readings, et cetera. I'm also, this month, the next day, I will be giving a class on a workshop, if you will. Same price. You know, I don't try to outprice myself because I want people to come and experience something different, something new. Try it out. You know, tell their friends. So this March, the second Sunday of the month at Luna Soul Esoterica, I have the Connecting with Your Angels and Guides. So it's a guided meditation. I explain to you a little more about angels and your guides, and everyone has them, and a little more of the process that I work with as well. So if you're interested, please look on my website, venusinvelvet.com, to find what it is that you're looking for, if it's instruction, if it's consultation, if it's healing work. I'm your go-to girl, okay? Oh, look, we have a call. We have about 7 minutes left, and I welcome this call. Let me see. Caller in the 702. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Heather.
Heather, thank you for calling the show, Heather. How can I be of service for you tonight?
I was wondering what you see as far as how my relationship's going to go. We're going through a rocky patch right now.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if we're going to end up staying together.
Okay, I can do that. Let's take a look in. Heather. Okay. All right. I'm seeing some things here, Heather. It's almost like you need...
Okay.
Can you hear me okay there?
Sorry, somebody was talking to me from the other room. I'm sorry.
Okay. I feel like a leap has to happen, like a change has to happen here. All right? What I've gathered is that... You know, my show topic probably couldn't be more apropos for what's going on in your situation about nurturing and tending to things. I even see like a need for a breather or a vacation. I just feel like kind of clearing the air with a lot of stuff. My guide is actually about making a communication like a list. Like sitting down and what you want to work on, or what, and it can't be a pick apart list, okay? Because my guide is very clear about. Hello.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It cannot be a pick apart list. I feel like both of you have got things to work on, and even also with a plan, some financial plan, a plan for your, you know, things that you do together. And I just feel like there's just too many stops and starts with everything. It starts to go, and then it's just like, the brakes go on, okay? And how long have you all been together now?
Over three years.
Over 3 years, is that what you said?
Yeah, about 3 years and 4 months.
Okay. All right. I have to say, it's almost as I saw it happening in round two, like year number two at the end of the year. Just things kind of like, whew. I kept seeing so many swords and like empty time and such. So do you guys have a date night or do you have anything like that you do regularly?
No, we don't.
Okay, that's nurturing, all right? Yeah, I really feel like you have to take. Do you live together now?
No, I'm actually in another city right now.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm
kind of glad you don't live together right now, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel like you've got to have a plan, like to be excited enough to be with each other, to see each other. And I feel like so many conflicts are in the way. So it's almost like not fair to the relationship. You're over this. It's like it's a burden. So I can see exactly where you're ready to make it a big change, because it's like worlds apart from one another. But I have to say that, you know, it just seems like a pet. Like if you don't nurture this, impending doom is on the horizon. So you have a choice to make. You can really start looking at your situation and seeing, am I doing everything in my power to want to be with this guy and vice versa? Or do we need to just take a break? Because I kind of feel like the break is coming regardless, and maybe a kind of coming back to it time. Like putting, you know how people say save the date when they get married?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to seal a date and like come to a date where we circle on the calendar. We've worked on some things and we get together. We talk about our list of things that we need and that we like. But I keep seeing so many things upside down. So either you all just don't communicate strongly enough. So you've got a choice. You can either turn that around or, you know, you have to make a call here. Because I just, I always say if you have to ask anybody about your relationship, the question is already lying, stirring within yourself. And, you know, am I truly happy with the rebel? Even if you were in the same city, even if you were like right there, boom, boom, boom. If this were all going on, I would have to question myself saying, why am I still with this person? Because it doesn't feel like a lot of communication and agreeing on things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I hope that made sense for you, dear. So I want you to tend to your own garden first and foremost. Nurture what makes you happy and what it is that you're looking for in a relationship, period. And then realize, okay, look, if I got the tools and am I giving enough of my time and my energy to this and I'm not reciprocated, or vice versa, or is this just like we're now at a standstill and we're not willing to budge? So I say it's some serious meditation time going within, but I'd take a little breather and come back and say if this is worth salvaging, this would have to be how it has to be, because it can't continue on the path it's on now. Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Helpful.
I wish you all the best and have a wonderful night. And I'll say a little prayer for you, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, dear. Have a great night. Namaste. And I thank you all for tuning in tonight, and I hope you nurture your own gardens. Tend to your own garden. You know, don't get in other people's business. Work on your own stuff. Nurture yourself. Nurture your soul. Do the things that bring you the happiness in your life. Bring peace back into your life. Bring love back into your life. Bring good health back into your life. Other things can be the second on the list, but you're the first. Because without you being whole, there's no point in giving yourself to a bunch of other people and situations. You can't do that. You have to give back to number one. So you can be number one in whatever you do. Loving thoughts and healing thoughts to you all tonight. Wishing you the best. And please check in on VenusandVelvet.com. Like me on Facebook, Psychic Teray on Twitter and Instagram. I'd love to hear from you and wishing you the best. We will see you next week. Thank you very much and namaste.